The February jobs report was particularly strong, surprised on the upside. Over 240,000 new jobs created, which was almost double the pace previously. What was most important, I thought, though, was a sharp increase in construction employment, over 46,000 new construction jobs created. And now we're finally seeing the effect of the turnaround in housing being translated into employment numbers. That's important for the nation. It's important for us in Central Florida. The other big sector was travel and leisure. So despite concerns over the sequester and the end of the payroll tax holiday and the concern that that would cause the economy to slow down, we're not really seeing it yet.
So the two major drivers here are two sectors that are very important to us here in Central Florida, construction and tourism and hospitality. Let's talk about construction for a moment. Now, since the recession began, construction has been the one area that is always lagging behind. You know, when the state jobs numbers come out later this month, you think that's finally going to change?
I do think it's going to change for the state. Housing sales and housing starts have been up 20% to 30% on a year-over-year basis. That's got to translate into more jobs eventually. We're already seeing that turn in Central Florida. In Orlando, we've had an increase in construction jobs in each of the last few months on a year-over-year basis. In Orlando, sales of existing homes were up 12% compared to January 2012. And pending sales, Tom, were up 25%, meaning that we're going to see maybe a doubling of sales in February and March. And that's true all the way over to Tampa. So this part of the state's already seen the turn in construction employment.
So going back to the leisure and hospitality sector, that would seem to be an area that would bode well for Central Florida as well.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a continuation of the strength that was shown in the tourism numbers in 2012. Total visits to Florida were up almost 2%, which is a small percentage, but it's on such a huge base. We're talking almost another 2 million people visiting Florida. And most importantly, expenditures by tourists were up over 7%. So we're having more tourists and they're spending more. The latest employment data is consistent with the continuation of, if not the acceleration in, that trend in tourism.
So that's good, because I remember during the depth of the recession, we saw a drop off in the number of tourists, but also the folks that were here weren't spending as much money.
That's absolutely true, and retail sales really turned down significantly because of that.
Now, in what way does the stronger U.S. economy in general reflected in your projections for our summer tourist season?
Well, there's a strong correlation between growth in gross domestic product in general and earnings in particular, and the volume of tourists, and then how much they spend. And so the U.S. economy is pointing to much stronger tourism numbers again in Florida, building on the momentum that we had beginning in 2010.
Now, I hate to go back and bring up the S word again, but we had talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and you had mentioned that one of the impacts of sequestration would be possibly cuts to TSA. And I've heard scary stories about the possibility of security lines stretching out the door and down the sidewalk at the airports. Even if this doesn't happen, it would seem that the perception of that, the possibility of that happening, could dampen tourism for folks that fly here.
There's no doubt that it will have some small dampening effect. The economic effect will overwhelm that. And interestingly, as I was traveling around Florida last week, I noticed that in some of the smaller airports, not the big commercial airports, but the smaller airports, there's lots of talk about the towers closing. And so the FAA will try to maintain the ability to move people through the major airports like Orlando, but at the cost of maybe closing down the towers in places like Kissimmee or Ocala.
Well, the Visit Florida numbers that came out last week are very encouraging, as you pointed out. Tourism up and also tourism spending up. Also in that report from Visit Florida, a strong showing in visitors from overseas and from Canada.
Yeah, the Canadians will still come in significant numbers. Their economy is doing very well. We'll see less travel from Europe because of the recession in Europe, and it's just getting worse. We'll probably see more travel from South and Central America. Those economies are doing well. And the uncertainty in Venezuela in particular will continue to cause people to come to travel and come to move.